go to your calls right now. G'day, Roland.
Hey, Julian, how are you?
I'm well, my friend.
Mate, it's a bit of a shame that CEO released that report before I rang, but anyway.
How inconsiderate of Rotsky to do that? What was he thinking?
Yeah.
He said, Roland,
hang on. Well, I was listening.
Not cool.
Well, I was listening to Natalie being interviewed by you from Channel 10 in Melbourne, and she sort of said something that resonated with me, like, why would he? Why would young Smith do what he's done? There has to be something more to it. And I've been thinking about it for the last 2 days, and I just figured it's probably the Roosters playing dirty cards again and said to him, here's an extra 50 if you go and do something controversial because we need a hooker this year and get punted by the club.
So you reckon they're in cahoots and he's agitating for an early release with the blessings of the Tricolours?
Correct. Correct. And it's... Melbourne have woken up to it and go, we're not letting you go. You're going to make, we'll make you suffer here.
It's a big overarching theory you got there, Roland. I'm not sure he's. I'm not sure his intentions were that nefarious, mate. But look, who knows? Who knows? No, but they've said
I'm trying to make humour of something like that.
No, I'm with you, and I'm glad you have. But they've said he's going to remain committed for the 2022 season. I think he feels bad about it. I don't know. I can't speak for him. But I suggest, given the fallout, perhaps he didn't think it'd be as adverse as it's been. And he probably didn't anticipate that degree of reaction. And I reckon he'll hit the ground running when he returns to training December 7. And he wants to owe his teammates. The bottom line is, any footballer, you ask him, you just don't want to let their teammates down, right?
And the other thing is that I just don't get is that every time he's been interviewed prior to this ever happening, like Craig Bellamy, even he said, I remember saying in an interview once, Craig Bellamy was like a father to him.
Yeah. And probably still.
And that's what I found really weird about why he said all that, because he had so much time for Craig Bellamy, who seemed to be so close to him. What happened?
Time to leave the nest, Roland. Time to leave the nest.
Leave dad and me, let him become an empty nest.
Yeah, come back and still get mum to do the washing. Mate, I've got to run. Good to hear from you. 1300 01 1170. G'day, James.
Hey, afternoon, Julian. With this transfer stuff,
yes.
I want to know, Brandon Smith plays for Storm next year.
Mm.
Say he does his knee right near the end of the season or some injury and he's out for a whole 12 months or more.
Yeah.
Does that mean then that the Roosters have to pay his wage because he's out injured?
Yes.
Anyone gets injured and they've got like that and then they go, oh, well.
Signed a contract. It's a brutal sport.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, he might not be as good or quick or as agile as he was before the injury.
True.
And they've paid top dollar for him. Where, hang on, at the, say the end of 22, when his contract runs out, well, you're not that good. So you're not getting your 800.
No, bad luck. Bad luck. You signed him. You wanted him.
Yeah.
If you get hurt, you get hurt. He's your problem now. Look at what happened with Cam McInnes, right? And this is the thing. Yeah. Clint Newton was making this point. He said, OK, if your players are entitled to look after their future, so they sign for another club a year in advance. So in the case of McInnes, he signed with the Sharks, even though he had a year to go on his contract at the Dragons. He then does his knee. If he did his knee during the season, he probably wouldn't have got the same amount of money, right? If he waited one more year to sign with the Sharks. And so this hypothetical situation you're talking about with respect to Brandon Smith, well, it's buy beware. I mean, that's the risk you take with professional footballers, because they can get busted in any game.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And it's stupid. That's why they shouldn't have this. They should, end of the season, you mean to say you can't make your mind up in 4 weeks if someone's going to offer you a deal?
Mm.
It's going to take you 6 months or whatever, all these negotiations, how many months before you actually can put your name. You know in your back of your mind, deep down, that you go, I'm going to change clubs. I reckon I'll get more. The managers can have the chat. Nothing's in concrete. Nothing's written. Nothing's announced. End of the season, manager says, yep, okay, Brandon Smith, yep, we've been offered $800,000 a year to go to the Roosters. Storm, can you match it? They can do their figures there and then. Boom, boom, boom. Within 2 weeks, they go, no, we'll give you $700,000. And he goes, right, no, bang, I'm off.
James, do you honestly think it'll work like that? So you may have a window, you've got 4 weeks. You don't think that managers are beavering away in the background months before that?
Well, all the commission's got to do is turn around and put a notice in that if anything's made public, that contract is null and void for 12 months.
Sure.
Boom. They'll keep their mouth shut, won't it?
These things have a way of getting out, though, don't they? It doesn't ever quell the speculation.
Yeah, you can say it's good. You just have to say it's no comment.
No comment.
We've heard rumours that you're going to go to the Roosters next year.
Yeah, it's like no the comment. Coaches. Remember the Seabold, the Brisbane? I've never spoken to them. No, but my manager has. You know what I mean? Have you spoken to the Broncos?
Yeah.
No, I've never spoken to the Broncos. There are ways and means, James. There are ways and means.
Yeah, I know, but it's crap. It's real crap.
It's not ideal. I'm not sure what a better system is. Good to hear from you, mate. Yeah. Better move on 1300 01 1170. G'day, Adrian.
Yeah, g'day. I just want to make a couple of comments about Brandon Smith and also about Bulldogs and so forth. Just on Brandon Smith, I can't believe how unintelligent he is.
What?
I mean, and he comes out with a serious allegation that they've got a drinking culture in Melbourne. Someone's got to challenge him over that. Someone's got to dig deeper into that to see if there's any truth in it, or it's just an outrageous comment made by somebody who just lacks complete intelligence.
Well, you think it was a slur on Melbourne? Because, yeah, you're right. For those who didn't know, he said, you know, basically a PI, you know, what up. But he did say it was a good way to bond with the players. Is it that bad a thing, though, Adrian? A drinking culture?
No, but he called it a drinking culture. Yeah. I mean, would you want your son going to a club if it's a drinking culture?
Look, knowing what I know about football clubs, dare I say that, you know, most of them have a drinking culture of some description, Adrian.
Yeah, but the way that it's come across, most people see that as drinking, they're doing it all the time as a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just can't believe that he would basically, you know, be so dismissive and critical of the Melbourne Storm. I think it's just terrible, and it shows him up to be not a person of great character, to be honest, and very and unintelligent, just lacking complete mouth. So anyway,
The whole interview actually was pretty effusive about Melbourne Storm and how they've helped him and helped his game, and he had great things to say about the club. It was just that little 2-minute period where he did this sort of compare and contrast, didn't he, with the Roosters, and the inference was that there were some things he thought the Roosters did better, and that's upset the Melbourne
people. But which things were they, and how does he know he hasn't been at the Roosters long enough to whether they have a drinking culture as well? How would he know?
Yeah, that's true. Margaritas, I think. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. But the suggestion was, you know, the football department's different to the marketing department of Melbourne, and there's not hostility, but we don't ever talk. But this is great. It's so holistic. They're one entity at the Roosters, and the way Orbo spoke, it made me want to cry, and they care about you, and they care about your life.
Yeah.
The implication being is that Melbourne didn't do that. I don't think he believes across as that. And that's what Melbourne Storm fans found so insulting.
But you see what's unfolded here. The Roosters just laid out lavishly and probably went above and beyond. And he's probably thinking that's the norm for all of them. So they completely fooled him. And as I said, made him out to be pretty unintelligent. Just on the Bulldogs, and obviously with their half position, that Jake Avarillo, I think he's got a lot of talent. What I would do with Jake, he's modelled his game on Jerome Hughes from the Storm. They're very sort of similar players. And if he can obviously play a form of same sort of standard as Jerome, that'd be awesome. He's really quick, Avarillo. And look at the Bulldogs. If nothing else, they're going to have the fastest back line in the NRL by the length of the straight with O'Carr and Duffy.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I see I'm a Dragons fan, so I'm happy that Matt Duffy found a home, Adrian. Very happy. He's a good player. Speaking of the Dragons, I was at that game where Avarillo absolutely carved up the Red V, that game at Stadium Australia early this year.
If I was Barrett, I'd be getting to model his game on Jerome Hughes because they've got a similar sort of style.
Mm.
And with Duffy, I mean, he's got a great passing game too. And I mean, Barrett's got a real opportunity here, and they should be having those sorts of guys, running off, you know, Tevita Pengai Jr. and things like that. I think, you know, Canterbury, they should be specials for the eight. The other thing too, Jack Hetherington, we know he's got an issue with suspensions and that, but he was he's the fastest forward in the competition.
Yeah,
he's a big man. He's an athlete.
Goes over 30 clicks, doesn't he? He's quick. Adrian, I got to fly, mate. I got to get to a break and an interview. I love your passion about the Bulldogs. You've got plenty to be optimistic about. 1300 01 1170 SEN Afternoons.